Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessings of Don Scoobin, and we're live because we want to stay alive. And Torat Chaim, instructions of life, Torat Chesed, instructions of mercies, Torat Rachamim, instructions of mercies. This is the 56th class of Soul Class, which is an acronym for S7O, universal, O, original or oldest, U, universal, L, laws, which are alluding to the seven Noahide commandments, blessed souls, which are, in a very superficial, terse manner, I'll present them to you. Number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the name of the Creator. Number two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number three, not to get involved in premeditated acts of murder. Number four, not to commit acts of adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it's still alive. And number seven, to raise up righteous statutes to enforce in every place, every nook and cranny of the creation for each and every nation, this generation, soulful revelation of true social justice, including educating the poor, clothing the naked, and educating the masses. I would even suggest within the realm of a Torah instruction, how to eat properly, how to take care of the body, all these things which are feasible and can be readily recognized by healthy human intelligence as matters which are not only common sense, but are vessels for revealing divine presence. You notice I start off a little superficial drum roll. For whatever reason, I can't connect to YouTube to play. I usually open up the show with Joseph Israel's Gone Are the Days, which was coming off the Jones Television, JonesTV.org video presentations on YouTube, and also ending with Chant a Song by Steel Pulse, a reggae band who over 27 years ago made that beautiful song about the power of chanting psalms, which was my introduction, basically, even before I heard it from a rabbi, that I should be chanting psalms, which is not to denigrate the rabbis, just that's testifying to my own lack of consciousness 27 years ago. That being said, blessed souls, I'd like to comment in a very humbly and hopefully most respectful way to the Commander-in-Chief, as he is known, of the President of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama, with a statement that President Obama made last night concerning that the nation of America was the first nation to come up with an idea that everyone basically can make their own destiny. Well, Mr. President, with all due respect and humility, I humbly disagree that the nation of Israel, who we were taken out over 3,300 and almost 23 years ago from the constraints of Egypt, were led to a humble little mountain in the Sinai Desert. Some say it was Midian, some say now what is known to be as Saudi Arabia today. And we were commanded 613 commandments, and part of those commandments, which are basically ways to connect us to the Creator based upon what He considers to be a viable, peaceful, and pleasant connection, were also instructed to the mighty Levite prophet Moses to empower all the nations of the world, called by Olam, to adhere to the seven universal commandments. And there are more details to what I mentioned before in those seven universal commandments, which are basically seven universal connections. Again, commandment, mitzvah, lashon tzavta v'chibur, and connecting ourselves to Him and to elicit more blessings. And sir, I respectfully submit to your divine image, from my divine image, that we of Israel are here, the Jewish people in America, wherever we may be, to dialogue with these matters, because we of Israel believe that the economic prosperity, which is certainly a foremost issue in this country and all the lands of the world right now, with the current world economic situation, no matter a person's upper, middle, or lower class, it all needs to be improved on all three levels with all the various gradations within each level. However, so we humbly suggest that it has to be based upon a system of morality, one that can be understood from human intellect, which the Torah Kadosha, Nitzchi, the holy and eternal Torah, can afford, not just for the nation of Israel, also for all the blessed nations. For that, sir, and blessed souls, friends, I want to send out a shout out to some friends who are enjoying this radio presentation, humble submissions I'm presenting. So I want to give out a big shout out for my Facebook friends, Deidre Foster, Krusty Simpleton, Emuna Machen Smith, Rachel R. Grunwald, and all the way out in Hodu, India, Manuel Roshan Douglas. So thank you, Blessed Souls friends, and also Selena Green, who's down in Delaware. I say up in Delaware, because wherever Selena is, I'm sure she's elevating her surroundings. Let's now go into the 16th chapter, friends, of Psalms. And this psalm I want to dedicate to President Obama in his State of the Union address to try to uplift the people. And that the inner dimension of this psalm, Mr. President and friends of Mr. President, and one should not implore the Most High just on his own merit, but we have to leave merits for others. So I confer what says here, particularly for one's children. But we're all children of the Most High, so I humbly extend merit to you, Mr. President, that you're able to have the internal fortitude and the strength, and that you should be imbibed with the Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, to reach out to the Most High, to seek out how you can integrate the seven Noahic commandments into your administration for all sides of the aisle, whether it be in the Senate, the Congress. We live in a more just land, justice for all, no discrimination. So let's go now into it, Blessed Souls. Chapter 16 in Psalms. Michtom the David Shamreini El Ki Chatiti Voch. A Michtom by David. Watch over me, O Most High, for I have put my trust in you. Amart Ladonoi Adonoi Ator Tovati Bal Olecho. You, my soul, I have said to the Most High, you are my master, you are not obligated to benefit me. We should all realize that the Most High has no obligations to us, yet he loves us because we are his children. And that's my own parenthetical commentary. The Kedoshim Asher Be'eretz Heimo Adirei Kol Chepsi Vom. For the sake of the holy ones who lie in the earth, those who have passed before us, friends and blessed souls, and for the mighty, all my desires are fulfilled in their merit. Yirbu atzrotom acher maharu bal asich niskehem midom uval eso et shamotam al sefotoi. Those who hasten after other gods, their sorrow shall increase. I will not offer their libations of blood, nor take their names upon my lips. Adonoi monos monot chelki v'kosi ato tomich goali. The Most High is my allotted portion and my share. You guide my destiny. Chavolim noflu li banimim af nachalot shofro oloi. Portions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, a beautiful inheritance is mine. Avorech et Adonoi asher yatzoni af lelot yisruni chiliotoi. I bless the Most High who has advised me. Even in my nights, my intellect admonishes me. Shiviti Adonoi lenegdi tamid ki mimini bal emot. I have set the Most High before me at all times. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not falter. Lochein somach libi v'yogel kvodi. Af besori yishkon Lovetach. Therefore my heart rejoices and my soul exults. My flesh too rests secure. Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lishol lo titen chasid cho lirod shochat. For you will not abandon my soul to the grave. You will not allow your pious one to see purgatory. Todi eini orech chayim sava samachot et panecha ni'imot b'mincha netzach. Make known to me the path of life, that I may be satiated with the joy of your presence, referring to the Most High's presence, with the bliss of your right hand forever, which is alluding to the right hand, blessed souls, friends, is alluding to the extension of kindness that we see from divine providence, otherwise known as Hashkacha Pratis. And with that being said, I really wish to confer merit upon those who are working upon this country and any other land, upon the blessed creation, as an extension of merit, in the merit of chapter 16 of Psalms, by the blessed King David, Na'im Zmirat Yisrael, David HaMelech, the sweet singer of Israel, and to remind everyone, almost 30 years ago, a direct descendant of King David, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, talked about, very much so, about the need to make serious, and quite frankly, in the context of these modern times, in view of what happened with the BP oil spillage in the New Mexico, the Mexican Gulf, painful decisions have to be made about how to bring our resources together to become more energy independent. And it's sort of like, I would liken the Rebbe's advice to an analogy of a most needed surgery that the Rebbe had advocated that America should explore as to the greatest possible extent, to drill oil, to become energy efficient, to be less reliant, ultimately to break the reliance from going halfway around the world. It's not a matter of because of a political or judgmental view on those who America is buying oil from halfway around the world, but rather it is more efficient to pump oil from a source. It is less capital intensive to drill in a place closer to your home than to go halfway around the world, even though one could reason with all the reasonings of human intellect that one could justify going halfway around the world to bring an energy source. And while America is fueling itself with its own fuel, oil, to supercharge their production and efforts in R&D, research and development of alternative energy sources, solar, hydrogen fuel, all different types of fuels which are available in the creation, as well as wind power. There's a plethora. In fact, as I understand, the Midwest is known as the Persian Gulf of Wind. When's the last time we talked about the Persian Gulf as being a Persian Gulf of Wind? Here in the United States of America. Remember, the USA, blessed souls, can stand for United States of America, which is the superficial explanation of what this country is. I would say from a more inner dimension perspective, Panimiyat HaTorah perspective, the United States of America can also stand for United Souls Ascend. But if souls become ugly, S, souls, you ugly, or the fact undignified, souls become, again, they atrophy. Okay, I'm losing my point here, but bless us, we've got 50 seconds to go. I want to wish everyone a blessed day, and let us meditate to empower all the leaders of this country, whether we like their politics or not, that they should realize that they have great merit to lead this country, as any leader does. However, they should realize, too, that their heart is in the hands of the Most High, and therefore, with the spirit of humility and joy, should they lead us according to the seven Noah commandments. And the nation of Israel is standing ready to work with all nations to bring us to this next level with the imminent revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, Spirit, Ahav Echad, one love, Goel Echad, one destiny to Kulanu for all of us, but Darchim, Darchim, a peaceful, pleasant way. Take care, everyone.